It's time for the Chatham County Roundup. On this edition of the Chatham County Roundup, we are joined by the mayor of Pittsboro, Ms. Cindy Perry. Cindy, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Glad you could make it on. It's been a while since we visited, so there's a lot going on around Pittsboro. As always, we'll start with the most recent, because we did have a Pittsboro Board of Commissioners meeting last night. What's the latest from the Board of Commissioners?
That's right. It was a fairly short meeting, but one of the interesting things was, you know, probably my favorite part of being mayor is doing proclamations and recognitions of people. And last night we declared a gentleman who was celebrating his 95th birthday. We proclaimed yesterday to be Dr. Frank H. Russell Day in the town of Pittsboro. Dr. Russell is, many of your viewers, listeners, may know our former mayor, Randy Voller, and this is Randy's father-in-law. He retired down here to Pittsboro and had a distinguished medical career in New York City and Long Island, and was just a charming fellow. We celebrated his 95th birthday last night at the board meeting.
That's always exciting sort of news. I understand we've also had some ribbon cuttings in the area, which is also kind of a nice perk of being mayor. What's the latest on new businesses?
It certainly is. Well, we started out a couple weeks ago with the new Sherwin-Williams Painting Company. We did Fidelity Bank. We did Caldwell Banker Realty. And then a couple days ago, we did Rachel's Native Plants. Upcoming ribbons include a real estate office here in town called Heart and Olive, the Traveling Cafe, and we have a new business on West Street, which is just opening. It's a art and home decor place called The Marigold. And then, not to slight our number of alcoholic beverages sellers in town, we have the grand opening of, and much anticipated opening, of the brewery there where the old Pittsboro Roadhouse used to be. That establishment is called Havoc, and it will have its grand opening on the 29th, this Saturday.
Lots going on around town. Go ahead.
That's a lot of businesses that are opening up and celebrating their presence here in Pittsboro.
That is exactly what I was going to say. You know, we kind of, the narrative around Pittsboro is always the development and the growth that's coming. And, you know, obviously it's more than just coming at this point. It is in progress. That does seem like a very large number of businesses to be opening in a short period of time, no matter what kind of growth we're looking at.
Yes, it is. And the neat thing about it is some of these people have, you know, old Pittsboro connections. Some of them don't. It's a variety of people and places. The Native Plant Group is down there at the plant. And if your listeners have not been to the plant in Pittsboro, you haven't really been to Pittsboro, because there's just fascinating things down there. There, you can rent an electric bicycle. You can buy a hemp product. There's farmers markets down there, food trucks, and a variety of alcoholic beverage places, the meadery and a cidery and all kinds of fun places. So there's quite a bit to be enjoyed at the plant on Industrial Drive in Pittsboro.
Yeah, the plant is fascinating. I'm actually working on a story for that we're going to air at some point here on News on the Hill. As you said, the stuff that's there is really fascinating, but just as fascinating to me is the location and how isolated it is. It really, you feel like you're going down an isolated country road, but you're still actually in Pittsboro. And then it seems like this self-contained little economy down there that has all these little shops and, as you were saying, all the food and everything. So I definitely encourage people to check it out, because it's just a really unique setup there at the plant.
It is unique. And one of our interim managers, right at the end of his service for us in Pittsboro, I took him down there for lunch, and he said, "Why haven't you shown me this before? This is the most amazing place." And it's And it is. You go down a long way until you reach the trespassers welcome sign, and you know you're at the plant when you see that sign. Isn't that hilarious?
It is. It seems very appropriate for the vibe that they're throwing down there at the plant. Along the same lines, there may not be a real answer to this question, but as somebody who lives in Pittsburgh and observes, and you alluded to it, there is a lot of alcohol produced in Pittsburgh. And I bring this up because you brought up Havoc, which is a very visible location and a location in Pittsburgh that people have been looking at for a long time. They're right off the circle. What is it about the community of Pittsburgh that lends itself so much to all this alcohol production?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe it was that years ago when I first moved to Pittsburgh, you couldn't even buy a cold beer here in the late 60s. And maybe we're just trying to make up for lost time. But the Havoc group is going to be an interesting thing. And then they're right next door to the Mod as you go down the street. And, of course, the Mod has just wonderful party places. And then the next building down is going to be the new Irish Pub. There are other locations. I think there's one in Carrier Apex. We're really looking forward to that, but that'll be 2024, I expect, before that's open. Then you've got the Red Moose Brewery and all the things at the plant. So it's I'd like to think that we're festive but also cautious, because we don't want folks to imbibe too much. We want them to have a good time and enjoy our community, though.
We're visiting with Pittsburgh Mayor Cindy Perry, and been talking about the spate of new businesses opening and also the number of breweries and meaderies and et cetera that you can find in Pittsburgh. I also wanted to talk a little bit from a couple weeks ago, because we haven't had a chance to catch up since then. The topic du jour a couple weeks ago was the system. I'm blanking on the phrase now. The
system development fee.
System development fee. Yes, development was the word I was missing. And that was the topic at the last board meeting. Were there any decisions made at that one a couple weeks ago?
Yes, there was. I unfortunately had to be out of town, but Mayor Pro Tem Pamela Baldwin chaired that meeting, and the board set the SDF at $11,000. Now, our current SDF is around three or four thousand. And what this is meant to do, of course, is to provide a fund by which infrastructure needs for the development developments that are coming to Pittsburgh can make an initial contribution for the upcoming expansions. We had a study that indicated that our actual costs are a great deal more than that, and there was some discussion about $20,000, $25,000, or maybe $30,000 per lot, but that is not what the commissioners decided on the 10th of April. They decided to do $11,000 and to start that on July 1st.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Mayor Cindy Perry, and we're almost out of time already. Is there anything else going on around the community that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Well, I do want to make note that Pittsburgh 101, which is the civics lessons, are ongoing in Pittsburgh, conducted by town staff. They're about halfway through with 19 students learning about municipal government, and hopefully some of them will be interested in running for municipal government. The mayorship will be up for election, along with three commissioner seats, and filing has to be done by July 7th through 21st. So even though the election isn't until November, you need to file if you're interested in being a town commissioner or the mayor, and it will be quite an interesting turnover and interesting election.
And I should know the answer to this question, but I don't know off the top of my head. Are you term limited, or are you just not running again?
I am not term limited, but I am feeling like I have served the town for 6 years, and I believe that I have other responsibilities and things to do, and I'm getting kind of up there in age. I'm 75 years old, and I feel like that we need young vital leadership in the town, and I'm sure that we'll get that in filings in July.
Well, we'll get a lot more into this the next time we talk, as we are coming up, as you said, on that deadline in July for the filing. So continuing this conversation about what the future of Pittsboro is, for sure. I appreciate you jumping on the phone, and always look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Andrew, and I look forward to it, too. Take care.